Once there was a young rat named Arthur, never make up his mind.
This is the Made in the UK show, featuring some of the best unsigned and independent music from the United Kingdom, hosted by a multitude of UK music podcasters. Made in the UK, for the world.
Hello everybody, welcome to another Made in the UK show. This is show number 183. Lots of great stuff from the UK to play for you this week. And we'll start with this. This is Crossover and Nine Lives. Birmingham in the UK, not US of A, UK, there is a Birmingham in the US, but this is UK, and this is Made in the UK show, so this is Crossover from Birmingham. They have a new EP out now called The Soho Road Sessions, and that's a track taken from it called Nine Lives. They've got a full album called Synchronize Your Leaders, which is out very soon. Go over to xovamusic.com. They are called Crossover. Yeah, that's the accent, isn't it? You get what I'm saying, don't you? Yes, you do. Yes. So welcome to another Made in the UK show. Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got some great music all over the country to play you. Six great tracks. I've got six. No, I've got eight. Yes, I have got eight great tracks to play you. And we'll kick off with two tracks which were submitted to the Nepal charity, the Rock Back for Nepal charity. And these two bands, first one's from North Wales and the other one is based, I believe, in London, but not a great deal of information on their website. I'll talk about them a bit later, but we'll talk about this one from Mould in North Wales. Now, I mean, bands like the Joy Formidable and, you know, those types of bands have been from around there. And this band, Lights That Change, have been around for a lot longer than them. And it makes me wonder why these people haven't really sort of exploded, because they've got a fantastic indie kind of shoegazy sound, very much like the Cocteau Twins, which brings me on to another track later on in the show. But go and check these bands out. Go and check out the first band I'm going to play is Lights That Change. Go and check them out over at their website, bandsthatchange.bandcamp.com. This track's taken off that EP, which is freely available. There's a link on their website for it. This is called Toxic. Facebook. That's all I can find about the Manhattan Love Suicides. And, other than that, they are a five-piece. And they released that track specifically for the Rock Back for Nepal release back in July. And so you should go and check them out over at their Facebook page, facebook.com/the-manhattan-love-suicides/ and a bunch of numbers. So maybe you need to go to madeintheukshow.co.uk to find that information out, and you should, because it's absolutely brilliant. That is a fantastic track. They've got another few singles coming out. Bikini Party Birthday Kill is out very, very soon indeed. I'm going to keep my eyes very open for these guys. They haven't given very much away on the website, except that their names are Adam, Darren, Caroline and Rachel. But that's it. That's really it. And sometimes it's nice to get that kind of thing. You get a track and you just think, oh, you have to run with it. And even though you don't know very much information about them, you know, you just have to run with them. Yeah. Onwards to a band who are based out of Crewe. Crewe being a very centre of the UK, not just for transport, but for a lot of people moving around and music and orientation and things like that. A band by the name of The Train Set, which seems very fitting, seeing as it is a very central place for the Northwest. And they've just released a brand new album called The Train Set's Never California. No, the album's called Never California. It's available now over on their website, thetrainset.co.uk. This is a track taken from it. It's called Hold On.
You must have lost your head collecting bruises from the man who shares your bed. Yeah.
friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Walking around with my head stuck up in the clouds, just my luck tumbling down through spinning around for you. And I lose head games left in the dark with my mind races taking me down to my dark place. Look at me now, a little funny little prostitute. No, I could be so strong, but when I try to change my mind, I just can't help but carry on. Now I just feel so me down, I stay wherever I'm. Hold out my hand, I reach for the web of mine. And all those good times spark a reaction in my mind, taking me further down this line of love and attachment, just come too easy to me. And now my day's trying to avoid the dark rat race. I suffer the fools they are. Way to be. No, I could be so strong, but when I try to change my mind, I just can't help but carry on. Now I just feel so fine, just when you knock me down, I stay wherever I'm. Hold out my hand, gotta reach for the weapon.
That's Rum Thief, based out of Manchester. He's a solo recording artist, and he's been producing lots of really interesting stuff. His name is Jot Green, who, after playing as a drummer in bands over 10 years, decided to actually do it himself. So go and check him out over at his SoundCloud page. SoundCloud.com/rum-feeth is where you can find him. That track is taken from, it's not really taken from an EP, it's over on his website, over on the SoundCloud page, called Reach for the Weatherman, and really loved that. And there's lots of great other tracks you can go and check out there as well, like Stitch in Time and Dirty Shoes, and go and check it out. It's well worth listening to. Lots of new stuff over on SoundCloud. Just go and listen to the stuff that gets churned out there. There's lots of great new music. It is. A piece of music which I only found recently, but was released almost a year ago. I think, yes. The album was released in January, but I think this track was released a year ago. Is a band by the name of Snowbird. Now, Snowbird, you might have heard Snowbird, you might not. When you listen to this, your mind will expand. It will. Especially for people in the UK, because this is the new project from Simon Raymond. And Simon Raymond was the instrumental, the whole person that put together the Cocteau Twins. This is a new project by him by the name of Snowbird, and he's working alongside a singer-songwriter, Stephanie Dozen, who, epitomises a lot of the Cocteau Twins music that was around. And of course, they disappeared, I don't know, mid to late 90s, and they were one of the bands which I have always loved. And when I heard this, and it was only fairly recently that I heard this, just checking out, you know, where have the bands gone? And I found Simon Raymond's website, and he said, well, this is available on Bella Union Records, and this is freely available over on SoundCloud. Go and download it. Do what you want with it. Go and check it out. And I just thought, I have to play it here. So this is their first single off that album. The album's been about since January. The album is called Moon, and you should go and buy it wherever you should, and you should listen to this now. Go and check out Snowbird, of course, over at SoundCloud.com. SoundCloud.com/Bella-Union, that's the label, /Snowbird-Porcelain. I'm sure if you go to the Bella Union site, I'm sure you'll hear it there as well. But I really do love this track. It's Snowbird and Porcelain.
Thank you.
Lots of flavours there. That's the Wenatchee Tribe, and that's their debut single, Time for Love. And sort of lots of flavours there, like Happy Mondays, Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five. You know, it's one of those things, even Massive Attack, I thought there. You should go and check them out over at their website, thewenatcheetribe.com. That's T-H-E, of course, W-I-N-A-C-H-I tribe.com. And you can go and check out that track. You can play it ad infinitum over on their website, of course. And of course, you can check them out over at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and email them, of course. Lots of, I don't think there's very many gigs for them to come up at the moment. I'm clicking on their link. 27th of August, they have the launch party at the Ruby Lounge in Manchester. Tickets available there, and they're over at Victorious Festival on the 29th. So, go and check them out if you get the opportunity to, if you're over in Manchester or Portsmouth with the Victorious Records. Portsmouth is closer to me than Manchester, but great stuff. Going to finish off with one last track now. Now, over the past few weeks, Pete Kogel has, I wouldn't say given up on podcasting, but has decided to retire from two out of three of his podcasts. And which is a pity, really, because Pete was one of the guys which started Made in the UK and fortunately dropped off the scope. And these things happen, you know, people move on and whatnot. But one of the bands which I've always loved, which he introduced to me, was the Nordic Giants. And the Nordic Giants. Their favourite track of mine, of course, was Shine. But since his announcement and me talking to him and suggesting these tracks to his show, I've looked into the Nordic Giants a little bit more. It's one of those bands which, you know, sometimes drops off the scope and you don't actually pick up until you actually go and think, ooh, what happened to them? And you go and listen to them. And they've just released a brand new film for a song off their brand new album. Their brand new album being called, of course, The Seance of Dark Delusions, which is available now, of course, here, there and everywhere. I picked up a copy of that over on iTunes not so long ago. But this track, Rapture, featuring Beth Cannon, is absolutely fantastic. So go over to nordicgiants.co.uk, and this is kind of a homage to Pete, really, and he got me into this band, and thanks very much to him. And you should go and check them out, nordicgiants.co.uk. And we'll finish with this. This is Rapture featuring Beth Cannon. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye bye.
Torture spear.